Random House Audio presents Hallucinations by Oliver Sacks. Read for you by Dan Warren. With an introduction read by the author.
Introduction. When the word hallucination first came into use in the early 16th century, it denoted only a wandering mind. It was not until the 1830s that Jean-Étienne Esquirol, a French psychiatrist, gave the term its present meaning. Prior to that, what we now call hallucinations were referred to simply as apparitions. Precise definitions of the word hallucination still vary considerably, chiefly because it is not always easy to discern where the boundary lies between hallucination, misperception, and illusion. But generally, hallucinations are defined as percepts arising in the absence of any external reality, seeing things or hearing things that are not there. My own favourite definition is that given by William James in his 1890 Principles of Psychology. Quote, "An hallucination is a strictly sensational form of consciousness, as good and true a sensation as if there were a real object there. The object happens to be not there. That is all." Many other researchers have proposed their own definitions, and Jan Dirk Bloom, in his Encyclopedic Dictionary of Hallucinations, includes dozens of these. Perceptions are to some extent shareable. You and I can agree that there's a tree, but if I say, "I see a tree there," and you see nothing of the sort, you will regard my tree as a hallucination.